Your phone rings, you don't recognize the number. It's another spam call, and we all get them, even if we've signed up for the Do Not Call registry. And complaints are surging. This year, there have been more than 7 million complaints to the registry. That's almost double the number 2 years ago. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule, and he joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Well, and why the surge in complaints, and what kind of calls are people complaining about?
Well, so it seems that technology is outpacing the technology to stop it. There were more than 7 million complaints about violations to the Do Not Call registry this year, up from 5.3 in 2016, 3.6 the year before. The issue is that internet-powered phone systems have made it very easy for scammers to dodge the system. They can come up with these spoof numbers, these fake numbers that are not in the Do Not Call registry. So it used to be that the call you got, either it said do not, you know, no caller identified, or it had a 00 number.
Right.
But now you're seeing real numbers, which often look like a number perhaps in your area code, giving you the impression that it might be somebody local or someone you know. And those are that's the way the calls are getting through. The technology to defeat the Do Not Call registry is just better than the Do Not Call registry.
Yeah, I get probably at least five of these
sure.
calls every single day.
Yep.
And oftentimes, as you say, the phone number is like almost exactly my phone
yep.
number, but
yep.
not quite.
That's right.
So why doesn't the Do Not Call registry, you know, get up to snuff on this and get to where they are up to date with the technology?
Well, this might be a case. So first of all, this costs a lot of money, right? Because it's annoying to you and me. I get probably five a day as well. But they actually have scams. There are actual ripoffs. They're
right.
either medical-related or they're selling warranties.
Student loan debt, right.
Right. So people fall for it. So number one, that's dangerous. But number two, I think the hope is that the private sector might be able to solve this. So when you go to the Federal Trade Commission, their recommendations are check with your carrier about call blocking. Now, I've been looking into this. It's really much harder than you think. Once you've identified a number and you don't like it, you can, if you have an iPhone and some Android phones, you can do that. But you can't figure it out before that. So then there are call blocking apps. One of them is the most popular one is Nomo Robo. It intercepts robocalls before they get to your phone and it hangs up or sends it to your voicemail, but it also still depends on them having the number in the data bank. So when it gets through, I have that service, for instance, and when a call gets through to me that it didn't intercept, I then enter the phone number and they check on it and add it to the base. You know, some mobile phones have services. There are call blocking devices, but for the moment, this is going to be up to the private sector to solve because hackers, for lack of a better word, just have more sophisticated technology.
Is the government even trying to solve it, though?
Not really, because I think it's one of these things where, you know, the FCC is collaborating with AT&T, with Apple, with Google, with Comcast, mm-hmm. the parent company of NBC. They're trying to figure out ways. They do believe that these companies will probably have better engineers and better technology, and they want to figure out how to bring it all in under an umbrella. There's a system in Canada that's working. It's called Telemarketing Guard, and it's working unusually successfully. So there's some investigation into whether that system can be used in the United States. But this has just accelerated so quickly that the government hasn't been able to keep on top of it.
Well, and I keep wanting to just change my phone number, but then
I can't
imagine what a pain that would be.
I've been thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I got a new phone, when I joined NBC, I thought it was a new phone number but it wasn't. It was somebody else's phone number. So I get all their robocalls too.
Great. Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Don't call him. Thanks, Ali.
Bye.